Today is the Yahrzeit of the holy Alexander Rebbe, the Yismach Yisrael from Alexander. He was one of the biggest Hasidic Rebbes with the most followers in Europe before the wars. He passed away today, Erev Rosh Chodesh Shvat in 1910. And in a Sefer Yismach Yisrael, there's an idea that he brings many, many times from the Rebbe Rabbinim, Reb Simcha Bunim of Pershischa. And that is that Reb Simcha Bunim Pershischa said, taught, that every Jew has to have two pockets. In one pocket, we have to have that which Chazal, with the sages, teach in the Gemara and Sanhedrin, in the Mishnah, that Chayev Adam Leimer B'Shvili Nivra Olam, that every single person has to say to themselves that the entire world was created for me. And in the other pocket, a Jew has to have the verse that says in Genesis that Abraham, that our patriarch Abraham, that Avram Avinu said, V'anoichi ofer ve'efer, I am nothing more than dust and ashes. Not just remember thou art mortal, but I am nothing more than dust and ashes. V'anoichi ofer ve'efer. And the Rebbe Bunim said that every Jew has to have these two seemingly contradictory, well, not seemingly, these two contradictory statements you have to have in two pockets. One that says the entire world was created for me, and the other one that I'm nothing more than dust and ashes. And Alexander Rebbe explains, what does the Rebunim Peshischa mean to say? And that is when the evil inclination, when we have feelings of arrogance and pride, when we feel that we're so great and we've done so much, and I've done so much for God, and I'm perfect, and everything is great, and I'm the best thing that there is, and I have so much wealth and success, and I've learned so much and accomplished so much, and I'm perfect, I don't need to work on improving. Then you need to take out of your pocket the verse, of course, a metaphorical pocket. You have to take out of in your mind and meditate on V'anoichi ofer ve'efer, I am nothing more than dust and ashes. To realize that all human beings are just literally from dust, from putrid drops, and will go back to dust. And to realize our loneliness as human beings, how fragile we are and how little we really have accomplished compared to generations before, and how much more so compared to what God is. We're nothing more than dust and ashes. But on the other hand, when the Yetzer Hara, when we have depressing thoughts, and very often we feel how deep we've sunk into improper things, impure things, and the opposite, our evil inclination wants us to feel sad and to show us how that we really are lowly and that we're not worth anything and that what have we accomplished in life, and to make us feel that we've done so many sins and we haven't done too much good in our life, and how could we have the chutzpah to stand before God, the infinite God, and pray? One can't enter the king's palace wearing sackcloth. How I'm so dirty and I'm so filthy, and wow, I don't deserve to stand and connect to God's infinite. Then we have to say to ourselves, "Bishvili nivra olam," the whole world was created for me. And as the Alexander Rebbe says, he quotes the Tanya in chapter 33, that we have to know that the opposite, that God's infinite essence wants to dwell with me in my lowliness, in my physicality, as I am. That is exactly where God wants to dwell. And that everything I do is so important to God, and every mitzvah, every time I pray and I learn something, it affects all the world and cause an ascension in all the worlds. And God's Ein Sof, His infinite essence, cares about every single thing I do because the entire world was created for me. Those are the two pockets he explains. And what's fascinating, if we reflect on that for a moment, is that it's completely counterintuitive to the way most people today think. Most people today seek self-worth from themselves. Conventional wisdom these days in the self-help market, which is very popular, basically tends to say, like Stuart Smalley, that I deserve good things. I'm entitled to my share of happiness. I refuse to beat myself up. I am an attractive person. I am fun to be with. And I'm going to do terrific things today because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me. And on the other hand, unfortunately, when it comes to thinking about God, most people, the thought of God makes them feel sad and depressed. People tend to put all their issues and complexes that they had with their parents on God. And when they think of God, they feel guilt, they feel disgusting, they feel terrible. And a lot of people don't even want to believe in God. They're so angry at God for the way he makes them feel that they get back at God by not believing in him. Because for some people, thoughts of God make them feel inadequate and small. And here the Alexander Rebbe is telling us from the Peshischa the exact opposite. When you look at yourself as you are, you have to know that you are nothing more than dust and ashes. Now, that doesn't mean not to have self-worth, and you should have daily affirmations, and it's very important. We're not talking about who we are as people, but by the virtue of the fact that we are people, that we're a human being. Human beings are nothing more than dust and ashes. Where should your ultimate infinite worth come from? From God. You have to know that when you're feeling small, when you're feeling that you might not be good enough, but when you are beating yourself up and you're thinking that people don't like you, then you have to know that God loves you and that God feels that you're worthy and that God wants nothing. All the upper and lower worlds and the millions of angels don't interest God. God is saying to you, the world was created for you. Feel Hashem saying to you that you're good enough. God is saying to you that you're fun to be with and that Hashem does want to be with us. And when Mashiach comes, we're going to openly see that, and Mashiach is going to be the ultimate internal affirmation.